Right out of the box, we talk some Red Sox as we're joined on the GNM Family Market phone line by the voice of the Red Sox on NESN, Dave O'Brien. Dave, good afternoon.
Rich, great to chat with you. And we are coming to you from Tampa Bay over here in actually St. Petersburg with Red Sox Day and a beautiful day. Not that we could care less tomorrow. It doesn't matter what the weather's doing because we're going to be indoors and can't wait to get started for opening day. It's a very, very exciting ball club. What the Yankees did, you know, has revived, I think, this rivalry to a new level that we haven't seen in a long time anyway. So I can't wait to get started, really.
Well, absolutely. And not that the wins matter much in the Grapefruit League, but it's been a very good spring training for this team.
Yeah, I think so. And I think over and above, yeah, as you mentioned, 22 wins. Red Sox won more games in the spring than anybody. That and a couple of bucks will get you maybe a cup of coffee at Starbucks. I think that at the end of the day, more than anything, Rich, what matters is it was a smooth camp. The Red Sox didn't have any injuries. There were a couple of scares late, one Chris Sale, one Rafael Devers. They're both okay. They're both going to start on opening day here tomorrow afternoon. And I think, you know, what Alex Cora did as the new manager, he was able to back up the workload for guys like Sale and Price and Porcello and the other pitchers, hoping to have them fresher later in the season and hopefully deep into October. And I think he accomplished what he set out to do, and there's a real good feeling coming out of camp. And, you know, when you talk about wins, losses, maybe they don't mean anything in the spring, but it's a whole lot better to get into that habit of shaking hands at the end of the game than not, which they did in March.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The pitching staff, obviously the big three are very solid. Some injuries, but those guys, Pomerantz, Eduardo Rodriguez, Stephen Wright, those guys will be ready before too long. Is Price, though, the key to this rotation for them to challenge the Yankees?
I think you hit it. I think that's it. And, you know, maybe there are people out there who don't want to hear that because he wasn't the most popular guy in the world the last couple of years. But just you know, step back for a minute and think to yourself. The Red Sox are paying this guy $30 million a year. He was an ace when he got here. He did win 17 games and lead the majors in innings pitched his first year with the Red Sox. That was not a bad year. It was a pretty darn good season in retrospect. You would take that again. You would take it right now if someone said, that's what he's going to do. Sale's going to come back and have a representative year and you know, take what you get from everybody else. Pomerantz can win you 13 or 14 games. He doesn't have to win 17 games again. Porcello's got to have a bounce-back season. There's no question about that. Rodriguez has to live up to what he's capable of. But you're right. It starts really with Price and Sale. They're both number ones. They both have ace kind of stuff. I think David Price is the key to what was a very good pitching staff without him most of last year. The Red Sox were the number two ranked pitching staff in the American League, only bested by Cleveland last year in winning 93 games. So you add Price in there, throwing 94, 95, 96, like we saw him in the playoffs last year and what he's done in spring training, I think it makes it the staff to beat, perhaps, certainly right there with the Cleveland Indians in the American League.
We're talking with Dave O'Brien here on Downtown. Craig Kimbrel missed most of spring training, understandably so, to attend to the issues his daughter was facing. But he's back. Carson Smith is back. And this bullpen looks like it could be a real strength of the team.
Yeah, I think it will be. Kimbrel had a staggeringly good season last year. And I don't know why it didn't get as much attention, maybe because there was a bit of a hiccup in the postseason when maybe he was a little bit tired himself. But you realize he struck out just a hair under 50% of every batter that he faced. I mean, that's historic. There are only a handful of pitchers who have done that in the history of Major League Baseball. He had two immaculate innings last year where, you know, it was nine pitches, nine strikes, see you later. And then, you know, after everything that he's gone through with his family, I think most Red Sox fans, you know, are aware his little daughter, Lydia, has gone through a couple of heart surgeries just born in the offseason and already facing a tough test there. But, you know, he's been able to come back to camp the other day and look like Craig Kimbrel and pitch the way he did all of last year. So, you know, you start there, and you mentioned Carson Smith. I mean, when he was completely healthy a couple of seasons ago before he had the Tommy John, he was as nasty as any right-hand pitcher coming out of any bullpen in baseball. And he's back to that again. He feels great about himself. I really do like the bullpen a great deal, and there's a couple of cute stories, too. I mean, You've got Bobby Pointer, the left-hander, who nobody was talking about. I mean, nobody was talking about when spring training started, and he's made the club. And so has Marcus Walden, who's 29, had one cup of coffee in the big leagues, never got in a game, and now he's made the Red Sox. So there's some interesting stories, too.
Dave, when you look at that offense, not many holes there, and they've got some depth, too, in some positions, particularly once Dustin Pedroia comes back. What do you think about the signing and the extension given to Christian Vasquez?
I think it's great. It was great for the clubhouse. It was great for the pitching staff. Those guys love him. They love pitching to him. And I think it was really important for that to happen because he's the number one guy, and that's what that says, is Christian's the number one guy, Sandy Leone's number two, and Blake Swihart's a guy who can catch for you as well. He's also made the ball club. So I think Vasquez is a rising talent, and he hit 290 last year, and that surprised a lot of people that he handled the bat like he did. And throughout the spring, he was the same kind of guy. And I think what he did last year with actually a little more power is very capable. It was really very positive inside the Sox clubhouse when he signed that deal.
Dave, before we let you go, is there a guy on this team, either in the pitching staff or on the offensive side of things, that you think has a good chance to maybe exceed expectations this year?
I think when he gets healthy, Rich, keep a real close watch on Eduardo Rodriguez. And he's got that knee healthy again. He's going to start the year in the DL, so that doesn't sound right, but it is right. He feels really good about where he ended spring training. And so with the upside on Rodriguez, Erod has the ability to be a top-tier pitcher. He might not be a number one, but he could be a number two or number three on a really good staff like this. I think his whole attitude is a little bit different this year. He realizes that he has to get it done, and he's ready. He's kind of embraced it, and that knee is in much better shape than it's ever been before. So to me, Eduardo Rodriguez, off of what he's capable of doing, is that guy to watch.
I like the sound of that very much, and I like the sound of opening day tomorrow. It's the best day of the year. We're looking forward to it and watching you bring it our way on Nesson tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it's Christmas Day. Can't wait for it, Rich. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. We'll talk to you again soon. Dave O'Brien, voice of the Red Sox, getting us rolling this hour on Downtown.